Chinese chant player loved by Angela Yonke. This is a Buddhist chant player, which I bought in Shanghai, China in 2003. I was wandering in a street market area when I saw an alley between the rubble of several torn down buildings. Poking around the construction barriers, I was curious to explore around them. A skeptical looking man with a blanket laid out had a few items for sale and squinted up at me. He was apart from the busy streets crowded with shoppers. It was literally and figuratively off the beaten path. I have always wondered why he chose to display his sparse wares where so few people would venture. I've been drawn in by the soothing and repetitive chants which emanated from this object. It was about the size of an old Walkman, and you could switch channels to different chants and voices, adjust the volume, and could even plug headphones into it for private listening or meditating. At first glance, this object looked like an intricately carved wooden box with a lotus and foliage motif. However, upon handling it, I realized it was plastic. It has a lovely weight and handheld quality despite being made of plastic. A stylized painted hand holding a pink lotus appears amidst the carvings. The hand looks like it is in the shape of a Buddhist mudra hand sign, probably an apana mudra, an energy boosting or balancing gesture, or karana mudra, which is said to help stop anxiety, stress, and depression. I did not speak Chinese and the man did not speak English to be able to ask questions. But he could tell I was fascinated by this player and nodded in agreement to selling it to me with a sideways expression. This was one of the only things I brought back from my great voyage, and it has always sat on a bookshelf in my room. I play it from time to time, especially when I need to center myself or refocus my mind. I find it extremely soothing to listen to. I will sometimes turn it on and not notice it has been on for hours before turning it off. I took this trip shortly after my mother had died, and it often makes me think of her when I play it. Submitted by Angela Yonke, Bozeman, Montana.